The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why is it that only a few rise to the top of the same field that many play in? Why is it that if thousands attempt the same thing with the same tools, that the outcome of success and excellence is held by a tiny percentage? These are the rising stars. And I believe I found another for you that will become a household name someday. So let's explore the X factor that my guest brings to the table. You have tuned in to Breakout, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here. Our website is debtfreewealthradio.com, and it's a production of trudybehrman.com. Thank you for taking us along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I invite you to come on board as we discover new and rising stars that seem destined to be household names in their sphere of influence. Anne Moore Jackson comes to us from the UK. She is a Christian occupational therapist who has specialized in, ready, sensory processing difficulties, commonly known as SPD. She has a distinction in her bachelor's OT degree, is an advanced practitioner in sensory integration, and is doing her master's degree. She's a best-selling author in 6 countries for her book, 7 Keys to Successful Sensory Processing. She has trained thousands of parents and professionals since she started her private practice in 2004. She leads worship at her church, and she has loved the Lord since she gave her life to him at age 13. She homeschools her 3 boys and supports her husband who has multiple sclerosis. She has a passion for supporting people into abundant health, sensory, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And Laura comes to us. She's a Christian entrepreneur like many of you listening in today. And the fact that the internet has made the world become a global community means that although Anne is in the UK, as she shares with us today, her message, just like yours, can be global while impacting local and people at a personal level. Today, Anne is going to share about this very little known concept, at least to me, called sensory processing. And I can honestly say I have no clue what that is. Now, we only have 15 minutes to share, and that really will not explore everything. But let's see, Anne, are you on with me?
I am. Thank you, Trudy. That was a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. And I am so curious. What is sensory processing?
Well, sensory processing is the way that our brain takes in the information from the world around us and from our bodies to make sense of it. So we all know that the normal 5 senses that everybody talks about, how we feel, how we see things, what we hear, the smell, the taste of things. But it's also really important that our brain can process the information that is coming from inside our bodies, the way that our muscles connect with our brains, from our joints to our brains, from our balance system to our brains, so that we can move automatically in this world without having to tell ourselves, right, I have to move my right leg now and I'm going up a step, so this is what I need to do. Our proprioceptors that are in our muscles and joints tell our brains where our bodies are, so that we don't always have to look at what we're doing, so that we can tie a bow behind our back if we're putting on an apron, or tie a bow or do a button up under our chins. Again, we can't see what's going on, but we have that information that goes to our brains from our bodies, and most of the time we don't even think about it. It's so automatic, but for some people, it's not automatic. And then we also have those balance systems so that we can ride a bike easily, or so that we're not bothered by going on an escalator. Flying is a nightmare for some people because they can sense the gravity, and their gravity systems are just freaked out by the whole concept of being up and away from Earth. They're amazing senses that God has given us. And most of the time, for most of us, they work really well and they integrate really well. But for other people, it makes life very frustrating. They get very easily anxious by situations. They're stressed. Maybe they're clumsy. And then it just makes life, you know, not very good for them, and not very good for parents or others who are trying to help them live the best possible, really.
Okay, so I saw that you've been doing this since 2004, but what exactly is the goal of this mission? What do you want to ultimately get out of this mission you're on?
No, my mission is for people to walk in abundant sensory health, as much as the physical, the emotional, the mental health and spiritual health. So many people just do not know about sensory processing, so they often blame themselves. And that's, I just want people to leave that at the door and not get down about themselves, because it's not something that they can, you know, you can't tell yourself to behave any better. You cannot tell yourself to be bothered by the seams in your socks or by the tags in your clothes. It's just something that your body does, and it reacts to, and it really messes up your concentration, but you can't tell yourself to do it any better. So if they understand how sensory processing works, then they can put different sensory techniques in to manage those behaviors so that nobody gets frustrated with them, or they don't get frustrated with themselves. So our absolute passion is for people to know, firstly, about sensory processing, and then how to learn how to manage it. And that's why I have a coaching program. I have training online that people can buy. I have a coaching where I want to talk with people every week and find out what's going on in their lives, so I can support them and say, well, have you tried this, or have you tried that? I have videos of exercises that they can do at home, because the beauty of having an online service is that it doesn't matter where in the world you live, as long as you have internet access, then I can see the videos that you send me, and I can also so give you videos that you can do at home whenever it suits, whether it be for 5 minutes or for much longer. So that's why I love to be able to support people wherever they happen to be, as long as they have internet access. Actually, just thinking that this week there was a mum whose little girl, she came into me because she was just freaked out, absolutely petrified of certain movements. Going on the swing was one of them, and that's what normal little ones love to do, but she couldn't because she was so afraid of the movement. So after a few months of working here, the mum sent me through a video this week of the little girl absolutely loving being on a swing, and mum was delighted and I was delighted, and that, you know, the little girl's life is just going to open up because she's not afraid anymore of so many things that she was. So it can be really lovely.
You know, we automatically can appreciate this for, say, a blind person who has to accept their blindness, and they learn to cope with it. And there are tools that are immediately available. This is widely known. You know, they know how to reorient their environment. But really, for people who don't understand the idea of sensory perception, and they're just, you know, blaming themselves that they're clumsy, or you don't understand why. Mm-hmm. It's important, because when you raise the awareness, they'd be like, wow, maybe I do have a real challenge. It's not all in my head. And then they can better equip themselves to handle, you know, whatever this challenge is, and move forward with a more abundant life. So I think what Absolutely. You're doing, Anne, is amazing. And I'm honored to have the opportunity to help get this word out for you. So I hear, you know, you have this book that has been a bestseller in 6 countries. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, just that knowledge first and foremost. It's called 7 Keys to Successful Sensory Processing. It's on Amazon. Whichever country you're in, you know, you should be able to get a copy. And this is the first key, because it is about trying to help you see, do you have sensory processing issues? Do you know somebody who has these issues? And explains a little bit more about the brain, because I think when we can see pictures of how our bodies are designed, how they're put together, and then we can easily see, oh yes, that's why. You know, it just helps explain the behaviors that we have. So that's what the book is about. It's about raising and understanding sensory processing issues. And then book 2, 3, and 4, up to 7, are all about how we manage them. But that's available on Amazon, and it links into my website, sensoryprocessing.co.uk, so that there are bigger download sheets, and it goes into much more depth as to the type of questions that you could ask yourself, or you can give a sheet to somebody, or if you're concerned that maybe there's another parent out there who is struggling with their child that may have sensory issues, then you can just easily direct them that way. So, yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So, Anne, you know, before we wrap this up, is there anything else that you did want to share with us before we go?
Well, it would just be lovely. I would love it if you do know anybody who has these issues, or you wonder whether they do, please do connect with me at sensoryprocessing.co.uk or Facebook. Santé Occupational Therapy is my page, but I do have a group, Christian Occupational Therapy Support. If that really connects with you, come and find me and come in and we can have that conversation. Or Twitter, Sensory Coach, Instagram, Sensory Health Coach. Find me on LinkedIn, Pinterest is coming. So yeah, it'd just be lovely to support, you know, anybody who has these issues or would like to find out more. I'd like to be able to be there to help you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my guest today, Anne Lord Jackson, or sensory perception expert. And you know, we may think we're clumsy, we may think it's weird that we don't like people to touch us, but there may be a real challenge. It's worth exploring. Check out what Anne-Laure has to say, check her websites, etc. See if there really might be any issues and get some tools and help to move forward and live that life abundantly and stop being frustrated and thinking you're weird. It's not. You may very well have a fixable situation. Trudy Behrman here. Thank you for joining me on Death Through Wealth Radio. It was awesome to have Anne Lord on today, and I do look forward to connecting with you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.